Blog Talk Radio.
Of Wrestle Radio. This is episode 13. This is our recap edition of everything that's happened in the last week in the world of professional wrestling. I'm your host, Jake Ryan. We have James will be calling in hopefully later in the show. I'm sorry about the circumstances starting back an hour early. Next week we'll be back at our normal time next week with a very, very special guest, but I'll get to that later in the show. But right now, we have a lot to talk about in the world professional wrestling. We want to get your reactions as well for the first week after the brand split. If you guys want to call in this evening, it'll be 213-943-3422. We'll get you in, and I want to get all your info. Well, not all your info, but like I want to get all of your thoughts on everything that we've about the brand split. For those of us that went to Metro Pro, we got a lot to talk about. Because of Metro Pro, it was a lot of fun this week. And also, I checked out a new promotion this week, which we'll all get all that into in this show. But let's kick off right now into some WWE talk coming out of the first week after the brand split. We know now that the WWE Championship will now be on the line at SummerSlam, as it will be WWE World Champion Dean Ambrose will go one-on-one with Dolph Ziggler. He is your number one contender for the World Championship. And then we also found out on Raw this last week that it will be Seth Rollins, Finn Balor for the WWE Universal Championship. Now, for anybody who knows both Finn Balor and Seth Rollins, this is a dream match. Plus, it's for a new championship introduced to the WWE. So I'm kind of wondering what the belt's going to look like coming up in SummerSlam. We'll see what the new belt's going to look like. Then we also have the women with the shocking win last week of Sasha Banks winning the WWE Women's Championship from Charlotte last week. So that's big, big news coming out of Raw last week. Also that title match. Plus, there's also been rumors floating around the last 2 weeks that Jinder Mahal will make his debut tonight, his return on Raw tonight. Then also on tomorrow night, there's rumors around that Melina and Victoria are returning to SmackDown tomorrow night. So that, then we got some other new stuff. They just released Bootios cereal from the WWE. We got news that Roderick Strong is coming to the WWE, which will be nice for the NXT division. We also have, and here at WrestleRadio, also send our congratulations to the WWE United States Champion Rusev and his new wife, Lana. They're officially married as of a couple days ago. Paul Heyman will be appearing live with Brock Lesnar tonight on Raw. Next week, the next week on Raw, they announced that Sean P. Diddy Holmes, or Combs, sorry. Let's go with P. Diddy. He'll be guest star on next week's Raw. Sasha is to defend the Women's Championship with Charlotte at SummerSlam. Yeah, that's pretty much all WWE stuff right there. Now, Lucha Underground stuff, they announced when Season 3 is going to start. I think it said it was September. Sometime in September. I'm going to get the official date. Start September 7th. On the O-Ray Network. That's happening. Then, also, I sort of get you guys' thoughts on everything that's happened in the last week of wrestling. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, call 213-943-3422 if I want to get your guys' thoughts on the Cruiserweight Classic. Also, we get your guys' thoughts on the Cruiserweight Classic. I'm going to get you guys' thoughts on Raw this last week, SmackDown this last week. Also, get you guys' thoughts on, and also, while I'm into this too, I checked out a brand new promotion this last week. Known around here in Kansas City, known as KCXW. I checked it out for the very first time this last week. And it's had its ups and downs. It's got potential. And I'm not dogging on any person who worked those shows. They worked back-to-back shows. But the first show was actually good. It was good quality. But they're all still making waves. They're still working hard. So keep up the good work, fellas. Things will slowly get better for you. And then I went, okay, me, my co-host James, and our other co-host Thomas, we went to Metro Pro this last weekend, this last Saturday night. As you heard last week, we had the main event on last week's on our show with Jeremy Wyatt and Michael Shire. Yes, it was for a short time, but it was still a good little deal about it. And plus also that night we had a special MWR promotion go on featuring Missouri Wrestling Revival, featuring Metro Pro, featuring we here at Wrestle Radio, and featuring also our good friend Nathan Redwing. He was on 2 weeks ago. And it was a pretty stellar time. It was a great time. So, ladies and gentlemen, what can I say? Plus, also on top of that, if you think about this also, that night, I'll put that card on Saturday night with any Midwest promotion in the Midwest. And I'm not dogging any other promotion, but that night you had Devin Thomas versus Sanjay Dutt. You had KLD versus Red Wing. You had Stevie Richards versus Mike Seidel. You had Mike Seidel, who just came back from Japan. You had Mike Outlaw versus Hype Gotti. And those 12 men, I mean, those those eight men tore the house down in just their title tournament matches. We also had a four-way tag team title match. The King Brothers, Jake and Ryan King. We had the Commission, Mr. Abernathy and Mr. Jalestico. We had the Cobra Kai Dojo, who we've had on here in the past, with Matt Fitchett and Davey Vega. And then we had another team in that mix. So it was the Kings. We had the Commission, Cobra Kai Dojo, and there was another team involved in that match with Cobra Kai getting the W and probably destroying Abernathy's ankle in the process. So see how that turns out after all that. And then we had a main event. A very brutal. This match is already pushing a match of the year candidate. This is a match of the year candidate here at Wrestle Radio. But if you want, I'll put this match against any match I've seen in the last 6 months. Michael Strider, Jeremy Wyatt. These two men went to war. This match was roughly 45 minutes. This match was the match of the night. Not taking anything away from those men who was before that. But Wyatt Strider. I can tell you, talked about blood. I mean, we saw a superplex from the bleachers onto a stack of chairs. We saw a Death Valley driver through a table. We saw Jeremy Wyatt pal driving Strider's head into the side of the apron. We saw endless supply of chair shots. We saw blood. We saw it all. And if you guys want to check this out, should be either out in August or October, this match is one of those matches you do not want to miss. Head over to KC Metro Pro on Twitter. Follow KC Metro Pro on Facebook. Go to the YouTube at Metro Pro Wrestling. You'll find that match, not yet, but it'll be on there soon. That match is the bloodiest match I've seen in a long time, and I've been to many wrestling shows that have blood involved in them. So we at Wrestle Radio actually are going to do the following thing right now. We're going to actually give, for the first time ever, our male and female wrestlers of the week. And for the first time ever, we have two wrestlers, male wrestlers of the week. And those two men are Jeremy Wyatt and Michael Strider. The first two males superstars of the week. Female superstar of the week is Stacey O'Brien. So soon we'll have them all on again. But Jeremy Wyatt and Michael Strider deserve wrestlers of the week, male wrestler of the week. But Jeremy Wyatt deserves to be wrestler of the week. So Jeremy Wyatt is and Michael Strider not only deserve wrestler of the week, they also deserve match of the week. But it's in our shots to be a wrestler match of the year candidate. Also, we're going to be running a little contest. On that night, we had Red Wing trading cards. So, over the next 8 weeks, I have 8 Red Wing cards left. So what we're going to do is we're going to be giving away code words. And we're going to give out 3 code words. And hopefully this, I have finished, got this working again.
Feel my lungs again. Lungs again.
are back live here on Wrestle Radio. We're still in this mode for the week that we have. Tonight we got Monday Night Raw. Tomorrow night we got SmackDown. Wednesday we have NXT and the Cruiserweight Classic. Then we have TNA all week. We have all this other stuff wrestling going on. So we've got the word that Shelton Benjamin's coming to SmackDown, back to SmackDown. Also, another awesome thing. That Ben, Shane, and Stephanie will all be in WWE 2K17. So there's that. I'm kind of all over the place. So if you guys want to get your thoughts in, 213-943-3422. We'll get your thoughts and get you in here. Get you talking about all things professional wrestling. With Metro Pro steaming still in the mind, back of my mind, it's still wishing it was still here. I'm trying to reach out, and speaking of Wrestle Radio, next week is a show you do not want to miss. Next week we have a very, very special guest next week, and his name I can't exactly announce yet, but I can tell you it's somebody that will get your blood pumping. Because he is an ambassador for WWN Live that promotes Full Impact Pro, or FIP, or he also helps promote the company known as Evolve. And so, with a lot of stuff coming with Evolve and FIP coming up, we're going to talk a lot about that stuff next week on the show, but we'll get that going. Again, ladies and gentlemen, 213-943-3422, we'll get you in here, we'll get you rocking and rolling. It'll be great to hear about some fans, about their experience of with that going on. I'm currently talking to one of my co-hosts, seeing if they can get in here so I can get a second opinion on everything. So right now it's just been a chaotic week in professional wrestling. But we need to get you guys in here at 213-943-3422. We can get you guys in here enjoying with us. Join the conversation. Also, we're going to be start using our YouTube channel here shortly. We have T-shirts coming, hopefully, in the next couple of weeks. We're going to have our store opened up around September, so we can get those shirts going. And I believe one of my co-hosts is actually on the line. So,
hey, what's up, Jake? Hey, what's going on, man? I'm just running errands, but had to come on. And I apologize, I haven't listened, but you know, just want to react a little bit to Metro Pro and Jeremy Wyatt's retirement match this past weekend. Boy.
I was just getting back into the Metro Pro show this week. And earlier I was talking about Jeremy Wyatt versus Michael Strider and how much this match was just a flat-out brutal war.
Yes, it was. I mean, blood flying everywhere. You were in front of me, and I was in the second row. You were in the front. And literally, by your feet on the gym floor, there were little puddles of blood, little drops of blood throughout the Turner Rec Center. I mean, that's how brutal of a beating these two guys gave each other. It was unreal.
Okay. We saw a superplex from out of the stands onto a pile of chairs. We saw a Death Valley driver through a table. We saw a pile driver on the ring apron.
Plus,
these two men went to war for about 45 minutes.
Yeah, and don't forget the barbed wire and Strider taking that face first.
He took a barbed wire. I think it was like a barbed wire bat or a barbed wire pipe or something. I don't exactly remember what it looked like, but it was covered in barbed wire, and Strider took a face first licking of it. So, with that being said, it was just a great night of professional wrestling at Metro Pro. We got four more matches out of the way for the 16-man tournament. We also got the tag team titles still remain with Cobra Kai Dojo. We don't know the status of Mr. Abernathy's ankle right now, but the match of the night legitimately had to be Strider versus Wyatt, and those two men just tore each other apart.
Yeah, I tell you what, from start to finish, the card was amazing. I mean, to me, this was like the Metro Pro's version of WrestleMania. I mean, every match was action-packed from the very beginning. You know, we saw the six-man tag match with Team Vintage and I can't say his name, the Japanese mask guy. There we go. Against Bobby Blackshire, impressive young guy out of the Metro Pro Kansas City Wrestling Training Center. There. The Math Magician, and then, of course, Jay Howard, Howie's just been very impressive. Way over with the fans. And, I mean, that being the opening match kind of set the stage for the rest of the night.
Were we chanting, we are Mathletes?
Yes, we were chanting, we are Mathletes. We were trying to make that a thing for the Math Magician.
Apparently we made it a thing because everybody was chanting it with us.
Yes.
It's even worse is that at the beginning of the show, we weren't getting any love.
No.
It's like, what about us? Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, during these Metro Pro shows, there are no seats next to the stage anymore.
Yeah, that was my old stopping grounds. I missed it sitting over there. But
So for this show, they had seats next to the stage. And apparently our awesome ring announcer known as Mr. Don Diablo, which he is probably one of the coolest ring announcers that I know personally, but he gave us love after we were chanting, what about us?
Yes, if you've never been to a Metro Pro show, he comes out and hypes up the crowd, gets everybody going. You know, he's like, oh, let's, you know, everybody on this side of me make some noise, everybody on the other side, everybody in the bleachers, and everybody takes turns cheering. But, yeah, he totally forgot about us over there by the stage, so we had to get a little chance going.
But he did get to us.
Yes,
he got to us.
He did.
But, okay, so... So let's start reacting a little bit to some of the matches that we had that night. We had KLD versus Red Wing, which KLD,
Battle of the Bohemus, man.
I mean, KLD, you weren't that familiar with. I mean, you've only seen him maybe once.
Right.
But I've seen him a few times, and this dude, if you've never seen KLD, may I go recommend upcoming, he's doing a show in St. Louis against Moose. So if you guys want to go and check that, it's in St. Louis. It's Pro Wrestling a Resurgence. Go check that out. It's KLD versus Moose. Go check that out. Awesome. So we're with KLD. Go there or go to Dynamo Pro in St. Louis. He's there too. Another. And then we also had Sanjay Dutt versus Devin Thomas, which I thought that match would have to be my second favorite of the whole night.
Yeah.
Because you had Sanjay Dutt and you had Devin Thomas. This match went back and forth. This match was really, 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 really good.
And Sanjay actually showed a lot of love to Devin Thomas for having a great match with him. I noticed on Twitter after the match, not only did he tweet a picture of your feet while you were passing out trading cards, but he also tweeted about the Metro Pro crowd and
hashtag Wrestle Radio feet.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, for those of you who don't know, yes, we did pass out those Red Wing trading cards. I have 8 left to still give away. So what we're doing here on Wrestle Radio, because I didn't tell you this before, Thomas, but I'm going to let you know now. I'm running a contest over the next 8 weeks. Second code word of the week is Red Wing. The second code word. I was doing actually, if you listen to 610 Sports Radio, which I do on a religious basis, I got this idea. So we're giving away 3 code words, and at the end of the show, for the person to rename those 3 code words, get a free Red Wing autographed trading card courtesy of us and
awesome.
Missouri Wrestling Revival. So second code word is Red Wing. So, I have 8 of those bad boys left. So, and James got a bunch, but yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to bring up the Four Corners tag team match was probably one of my other favorites of the night. Just seeing, you know, 4 teams going at it, pretty much anybody can tag anyone else in. And I got to give props to our good friend Dee Clark, that's Rob Schomburger's mom, for making the Pokemon hats that the commission wore to the ring. Those were pretty cool. My kids were pretty excited about that.
And what is that? Is that everybody was singing the Pokemon theme song?
Yes, we were singing the Pokemon theme song, and Jalistico joined in with us as he was going around shaking hands. That was pretty awesome. For those of you who are Pokemon Go fans, otherwise you guys probably thought it was stupid if you're not a Pokemon fan like I am. So.
But also with Cobra Kai Dojo getting the victory
after
questionable tactics. I believe after a chain to the face and then also a nice, probably, we don't know the status of Abernathy's ankle right now, but he got that sucker smashed courtesy of a chair in Davey Vega.
And then the Kings just kind of walked away from it. They I can't remember what happened when they just kind of abandoned the match.
We actually, we were fighting the other team.
Okay.
Oh, wait, the Kings got attacked by, by Logan Regal.
That's right. Regal came out. That's right. Yeah.
One of the Regals came out because the other one's hurt. And what a flip that kid did. That dude flew. But Cobra Kai Dojo still your Metro Pro Tag Team Champs. Another match that was also featured, we had Hype Gotti versus Mike Outlaw. That was actually another good one. If you don't know who Hype God is, he's a very talented wrestler here in the Midwest. But yeah, go check him out.
Yeah, he hasn't been in this area in quite a long time. I remember him from the CSW days, and really haven't seen much from him, at least in this area, in quite a while. And I think this was his first appearance at Metro Pro, if I can remember correctly.
And then we had another match. Ace Steel, your reigning, defending Metro Pro Central States Championship, defended against the Ice Pick, Vic something.
Capri.
Vic Capri.
Capri.
Yeah. These two men had a pretty good fight, too.
Yes, and they've got a lot of history. They've got a lot of history together up in the Chicago area, so they're certainly no strangers to one another. And so that was a pretty even match. But then, of course, we saw Red Wing come out and, of course, confront Ace Steel for cheating him out of the title.
The KLD title tournament.
Right.
The MPW title tournament.
Yeah, so I think we're going to see Ace Steel versus Red Wing sometime here in the near future, because he certainly wants to get his hands on Ace Steel.
Yeah. And also, I just got this passed down from Metro Pro Wrestling that both members of Cobra Kai Dojo have been suspended indefinitely.
Whoa.
Yeah, both have been suspended indefinitely for them pretty much shattering Abernathy's ankle.
Wow,
so,
that's huge news.
Yeah, I just got that passed down from me just a little bit ago via the Metro Pro Twitter page. So,
well, that's going to be an interesting turn of events. Are the titles held up then, or are they still
the tag team
champions?
They're still tag team champions. So, by the way, the fourth team in that match was once known as the KC Wolves.
Oh,
now
yeah.
They're known as the Diamond Dogs. So there's that for you.
Yeah. And I love that bazooka thing. I wish, they would have shot it off or whatever it does, or maybe it was just a prop.
Sorry,
I'm not sure.
You messed up, brother. Oh yeah, and then but still, that main event between Strider and Wyatt was hands down the bloodiest match I've seen live. Next to, like, I've been to Tournament of Death, I've been to Cage of Death, I've been to King of the Death, but none of those shows compare to this.
Yeah, it was pretty wild, and I'm actually can't wait to see it when it airs, you know, on TV, so we can see, you know, some of the action from the other side close up, since
we're gonna be on TV. Yay!
Yeah. But hey, man,
we're definitely gonna
I've got to run, man. I apologize. I wasn't able to stay very long, but I'm kind of out and about running errands. But I did, you know, just want to hop on and say hello. I know it's been a little while, and I'm trying to work out my schedule so I can be on here a little more often. So I want to thank the listeners for being patient.
I have one more announcement to make before you leave.
All right, sounds good. All right, I can do that.
Don't leave. Okay, so next week here on Wrestle Radio, you do not want to miss this. Next week, we will have a representative from Evolve Wrestling.
Wow.
For those of you who don't know who Evolve Wrestling is, they're a lot of the guys who were in the Cruiserweight Classic came from that promotion, like Drew Gulak.
Right.
TJ Perkins. Johnny Gargano. Tommaso Ciampa. Rich Swann. The list goes on and on and on. So next week is a show you don't want to miss, because we will have a representative on here next week, and it's going to be a jam-packed show, because I got a lot of questions for this guy, because coming up August 20th, they're doing a Brooklyn, New York show where Cody Rhodes, I believe, is taking on Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, yeah.
So I like to get the representative's thoughts on that. So, but thank you, Thomas, for coming on.
Hey, no problem.
Short notice, coming on, sharing your experiences with us at Metro Pro this week.
Hey, no problem. And I'll definitely try to come on next week, too, because I want to talk about midget wrestling over at the Kansas City T-Bones. And I'm going to work on it. Don't hold me to it yet, but I'm going to work on getting one of the half-pint brawlers possibly on the show next week. So we'll announce that as soon as I can make it happen. So.
Okay. So thank you, man, and we'll see you next time. I'll get a hold of you later in the week.
All right. Sounds good, bud. Take care.
Later. Well, that's one of our co-hosts. Our resident co-host for the show. He came on this week on short notice, but thankfully he came in. We got 45 minutes left of the show. Still, get your thoughts in. 213-943-3422. We can get you in. We can get you talking about WWE, Metro Pro, TNA, KCXW, all kinds of wrestling. Also, for those of you Ring of Honor fans, go to the Fight app. You can watch every week's episode of Ring of Honor Wrestling up available, or for me, if you're a Ringside member like I am, go watch on the ROHWrestling.com. You can go watch it 3 days before everybody else gets to watch it. And they have a show coming up here shortly as well. I want you guys to be ready, and then also I have another Johnny Gargano's last appearance for AIW Wrestling. Absolute Intense Wrestling will be September 23rd. September 23rd with a 7:30 p.m. bell time at Our Lady of Mount Carmel in Cleveland, Ohio. Go get your tickets at shop.aiwwrestling.com. It's a farewell to Jerry Gargano. Not Jerry, but Johnny Gargano. That'll be probably his last appearance there. But yeah, next week, you do not want to miss. And I mean, you do not want to miss our representative from Evolve and FIP will be on. But we're going to go ahead and take another break. So if you guys want to get your calls in, 213-943-3422, we'll get you in here, we'll get you rocking and rolling, and we'll get you some thoughts on the show. So we'll be right back here momentarily on the show. Gentlemen, we are back for the final 20 minutes left in the show. It's been a very, very, very good show. We had Thomas on just a little bit ago talking about his time at Metro Pro this last Saturday night. We still have 20 minutes left in the show to get your call-ins in at 213-943-3422 if you guys want to get your thoughts and stuff in on the show. If you guys want to do that, plus I still really want to know. I'm watching stuff from this last Saturday's Metro Pro show. Devin Thomas with like a Trevor Lee type maneuver with a standing moonsault fallaway slam on Sanjay Dutt. That was just sick. They announced, I'm seeing what this Raw has. I'm listening to a Raw. Look at like the. So they just announced on Raw just a little bit ago that it will be the New Day and tag team action versus the Club, Gallows and Anderson. That's news coming from straight from Monday Night Raw, from the Raw pre-show. So if you guys want to go check that out, Nikki Bella's on her way back. So, if you guys want to get your stuff in, that'd be great. So we have about 15 minutes left of the show. I want to thank everybody for coming on, who's came on so far. So it's been a recap week this week. Not really too much going on. Next week, though, we have our guy from Evolve next week. If you guys want to get in on that, we'll have questions. He'll be happy to answer some questions, which I'll have all the details later this upcoming week. If you go and check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/WrestleRadioNetwork. Also, head to our Twitter at WrestleRadioNet. Also, we're also going to do, and also head over to our website at www.russellradionetwork.weebly.com. Go get the latest Upnoki news. I'm updating it tomorrow morning, so it'll be all updated tomorrow morning if you guys can go and check that out. With that and so much more. Also, our good buddy ACH won a very nice tournament. A good tournament in Japan. So that's that. So, but we're going to go ahead and end our show here. I know we got 35 minutes left, but we're going to go ahead and end it here because I ain't really got nothing else to really talk about at this point. So if you guys want to go ahead, download the show, make us awesome. We're heading to iTunes starting next week. We'll be on Google Play in the next couple of weeks. Go check us out. And keep all things rocking in the world of professional wrestling. But next week, Evolve comes on. We'll have Evolve and FIP on next week. If you guys can go and check them out, head over to WWNLive.com so they can go order some Evolve stuff. Because I've been really impressed with Evolve the last couple of months. So go check that. But next week, don't forget, come on here. We're back at our normal time at 5 p.m. Central Time next week. Go over, watch our go listen to our show. It's going to be a fantastic show next week. Well, it's 3 p.m. Mountain Time, I guess, is what it says on my screen. But it's 5 p.m. Central. And 7 p.m. Pacific, West Coast, or East Coast, 3 p.m. West Coast. So, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys here. Right back here next week on Russell Radio. Have a good night, everybody.